a father and a mother and the charioteer and the horseman. Now, a father and a mother fulfill their parental duties in different ways. The Pasuk says, Shema pni musar avicho, va'altiti shtir asimecho. So, the father, he trains the child, he's mechana the child, and he inspires the child through rebuke, through admonition. But the mother does not train the child, is not mechana the child through rebuke and admonition. The mother is mechana the child through tender behavior by cultivating goodness and generosity in the heart of the child. The father has to cultivate the moral values. And we see that Chazal say that Yosef HaTzadik did not sink in the Memtesh Aritume in pagan Egypt because he always kept the Muzdiyek Ten Shalaviv before him. So in order that the child should grow up as a very important person, as a very important Jew, and as a very important human being, so he must keep before his face, in his mind, he always has to harbor the Muzdiyek Ten Shalaviv and the Muzdiyek Ten Shalumi. Yes.
Are
there any different love guidelines as to how to act towards the Lashon Hara
and Gia?
You mean by talking to them against
Lashon Hara? No, not exactly.
But what?
Some here's an example of okay, such as it will, a person who's working with a retarded person, if it will help them release their aggression if they speak about the child or the person that they were working with.
By all means, let's say the child harbors in his mind certain grievances against his father because his father abused him in his childhood days, so then he should be encouraged to talk freely, and that might be the best therapy for the child.
And are there any firm love guidelines in terms of yichud, such as does a retarded person break yichud, or is it us that to do with a...
Well, as far as yichud is concerned, so there are many a tearing, let's say, if there is somebody who could come in, so then there is no isa yichud. So certainly could rely on it in connection with unfortunate people, in connection with retarded children. Yes? That's right. Tony Leo may mentions it, that he once was walking on the shore of the sea. So he met a certain person. So, he was running. So he stopped that person. And he asked him, Koroso? So he said, Loi Koroso. So he says, Shoniso? He says, Loi Shoniso. So he said, why not? So he says, Bino Loi Nosnu Lina Shamayi. Likhois Velishnis. So Tanu Yo asked him, Mamlach Techo? What is your profession? So he says, Tsayodan, he's a fisherman. So he says, so what do you do? So he said, I do many things as a fisherman. First, I sow flax in the ground, and then I have to make sure that it will grow. And then once it grows, I make it into nets, and then I go to the sea and I catch the fish. So I said, Bino nosnu chom ha-shamayi, lasis kol eilu, bino nosnu chobino. So, likhris v'lishneis, but the Torah says, ki kore v'lecho adoro meiv, v'fichol v'vofchol ha-seisei. So it's only because you did not apply yourself. But if you did apply yourself, you certainly would be able to learn a lot of Torah.
In relationship to that paradigm, what if someone did learn and you get money from the government or from the insurance company by saying he's retarded, let's say, or he's defective? Are you allowed to...
Is he retarded or is not?
No, like he's retarded early on.
Yeah, not allowed.
In other words, he did learn. For various reasons.
He didn't learn. You're not allowed to begin it as a priest, even if it doesn't involve any getting of money. Certainly, if it involves getting of money, so it's neither mamish. There is no heter for it. The only thing is, you can prevail upon, you can lobby the government, but to take the money illegally, that's neither mamish.
Hand over here.
Yes.
What is that?
If somebody is a retarded person, mentally aged, is about 57-year-old, can they be motzi somebody?
No, they couldn't be motzi mitzvahs. No. But they could be motzi themselves, their own kind. Yes.
When allotting funds for education...
What?
When allotting funds for education...
Yeah.
How much should be allotted to Kiva projects in proportion to the projects for developmentally disabled?
Yeah.
So what should be the proportion there?
I think much more should be allocated for disabled than for killed. It's much more important. And as a result of building up and injecting life into the retarded, so then you'll have more killed anyway. Imagine if in a family a retarded child was unable to graduate from high school, not much, so then the whole family would be in the core of the others.
Would one encourage developmentally disabled people to possibly get married and have children?
By all means. By all means. Why not?
One of the qualifications for SOTAD is the ability to communicate. Are there any new responses to account for technology
by using... I don't understand you.
Can you level with it?
One of the qualifications for SOTAD is the ability to communicate responses. Is there any consideration today of electronic technology?
Why not? We should use all the technological data that we have and equipment in order to enable those who are disabled to learn more and more. And the same thing is true of deaf children, you know. Years ago, so a deaf child was lost. He couldn't learn anything. Now a deaf child could learn everything. Everything, calculus and everything.
Are there any chulas to give that kind of response?
What?
Are there any chulas specifically for a parish, let's say, to give that kind of response?
Chulas?
Yes.
I don't know. I suppose I need to find the next
Just to follow up on that,
yes.
The Chayrish, the same Gemara in Chagiga has by Mitzvah Sriya.
Yeah.
The Chayrish is Eino Medaber, the Eino Shomer. What happens, how do we regard sign language? Is that at all a language, or do we regard that as also Eino? He cannot speak and he cannot hear, but he can communicate and indicates extreme intelligence in sign language. Does that have any status of language?
I think so. I mean, if he can communicate through sign language, so it means he can speak. He doesn't speak with his mouth, so he speaks with his lips. What difference?
So then this would not be the Chayresh of
no,
the...
No.
Is that a person who comes to a minion?
I think so. As a matter of fact, in Chicago, yes, such a person is very smart and works in computers and everything. And we are always desiring to meet him and when he comes to Yeshiva's brisk to daven, we give him an aliyah, but he can say, in other words, if you listen attentively, you can say it, because his mother taught him how to speak. He doesn't hear himself what he says, but he's able to verbalize.
But if he were not able to speak, and he would be able to communicate through sign language,
so
would he be able to be mistaken as a gadol to the minyan or as a ninth, as a tenth to the minyan?
No, as a tenth to the minyan. As a tenth to the minyan. Yes?
Yeah. A very highly functional retarded person who basically does everything normally, but he clearly regards his pleasure as more important than keeping the business, such as if he wants to get something on Shabbos, he'll turn the light on. Or
why do you say he's certainly not a mitzvah? I mean, so many great people, millionaires, who are that way. Why do you call him mitzvah?
He considers himself. He considers himself as religious and
from,
but he's retarded.
He's not retarded.
This is where it comes to Mefkenina, because on Shabbos, you know, you're able to actually see that he will pursue his pleasure, even though it goes against the moral things that we tell him.
Well, there are many people like that. I don't want to mention names.
If you sign language is considered a medaber, then is one who reads lips considered a shomea?
Yeah, well, what that means is that he's a shomea anyway, but he's a shomea even with sign language. I'm only shomea when I hear words, but if somebody hears words and hears sign language, so he's certainly shomea.
Doesn't hear them, he apprehends them.
He apprehends, all right, the same thing. The same thing, there is perception. That's right. Shema b'cholos in Shazi Shemeya. That means even the sign language.
There's an obligation to the five kilos for these people. What is the explanation
for
why this halachic obligation
isn't
binding on
yeshivas? Who says it's not binding upon yeshivas? Not all yeshivas are able, are equipped to do it, but it's certainly binding upon yeshivas. You have in yeshivas all kinds of programs for disabled people. Yes?
I'm sorry, can I have a minute?
Yes.
If we're teaching
you can use the Shem Hashem in the same way as you are allowed, and it's a mitzvah to use Shem Hashem when you teach Ktanim. So when you teach retarded children, of course it's even a mitzvah to use Shem Hashem.
Also, I've worked with retarded children. I've been involved in teaching them brachot, and what happens is often they can learn the bracha, but they don't realize what it means, and they don't have proper kavana when they're saying the bracha. Is it a bracha vatala?
No, it's not a bracha vatala. And maybe you can instill in them kavana. They should know what Hashem means. That Hashem has reference to the Creator of the world, and who provides. Providence to the world and who sustains the whole world. No, not at all.
How does a mitzvah cannot, as far as the child is concerned, differ from a retarded child to a regular child?
As far as the mitzvah of so the contrary, it should be a mitzvah. It should be a mitzvah, as the Jewish Rashba points out, in regard to a disabled child than in regard to a normal child.
To what extent do you have to sit with everybody? You make a
lane around
the Gemara
by
itself?
Or? As far as you can, according to Ikeya Haben. There's a tumor by Ramesh Feinstein on it.
Syrakian from Yassim Ba'almana for these people.
What?
Yassim Ba'almana. It's not Dr. Yassim Ba'almana.
Yassim Ba'almana is a type of unfortunate people.
So but this would include.
Yeah, as far as Chesed is concerned, it's Dokes, of course, just my mind.
A handicapped child who has no control over himself, if you help him to do mitzvahs, you do them, they definitely enjoy doing them.
So
more important that he does mitzvahs?
It's more important. It's better for him and for the whole world.
But he's miserable doing that.
So he's miserable. He will be miserable for some time. But then we get accustomed in Hargul Masa Teva. So it will not be miserable, we'll be very happy.
Well, one of the questions that I was given on the list that I showed you was medications that have to be taken on someone. Some of them are medicines that are ongoing, some of them are specific needs.
Now, since it's imperative that you should take it every day, it can be
well, that's what I'm saying. There are certain medications that they have to take which are daily medicine. That's one category. But other medications that one has to take for specific responses that they might go through
so
on an individual moment.
Those medicines that have to be taken for specific responses can be taken all the time, even if they are enjoyable. But those medications that have to be taken every day, only they're not enjoyable, so then it's not nachilim midaraisim midarabonon, so it's muta. But if they are enjoyable, then it's not muta.
On Shabbos, medicines on Shabbos.
No doubt, L medicines.
They're different than normal people.
Of course, different. There are 2 days in Shchono whether a chile shein b'sakon. Not the Hiroshima Sakon. He's allowed to take refuel. I take refuel in Shabbos. Okay.
There's a physical basis to your
Hiroshima. What difference does it make if it's important?
Is there a kind that says mental condition is equal to a physical condition?
That's a Pirosha Mishneh in Bama Mazlikin. Some Chaber Sameyas, I mentioned it before. So in other words, let's consider Sakonis Nefashis.
Can you hear him sometime?
When he was unable to make the Yigashu words, somebody who understands, but is unable to make out new words.
Somebody who is able to understand, but is unable to what?
To talk.
To talk, yeah. Now he's in mute. And not deaf. Yes. So he's a b'keach b'chol dom.
And he knows what's happening. Is he allowed to be down in the middle?
Oh, sure. That's a new end. It's not a charesh. Charesh is one who is in the Midaber Reini Shemea. Yes.
Over here.
Yes.
Now, let's stand up.
Can the retarded person who has been arrested
for talking to you? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. To say what?
A child who has an intellect of 6 years old, should they be encouraged to try to find out? An adult who has an intellect of a 6 year old, should they be encouraged to fail?
In Kippur. So if the doctor says that it's important, yes. But other than he seems certain that he doesn't even have to consult the doctor.
No, I don't. If the adult has an intellect of a 6-year-old,
all right,
do we encourage him to fast?
On Shabbos, do we need the doctor's advice, but not on any other times. Not in
Kippur.
In Kippur, if the doctor says all right, he can fast such.
The child is extremely retarded. And a situation is that they can barely learn anything. We still have a mitzvah with them regarding tzitzis.
Yeah, why not? Why not? A good feeling.
It's like an animate sort of wheels.
An immature mate.
Yes,
I just want to go back again. The Gemara, or the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, when they talk about Tessi or Tessayim,
yeah.
These are Ad Kepitos, beyond 7. or mentally, a person who's 20, but whose mental age is like an 8-year-old.
Yes.
This person is not a Pesi anymore. It should be Mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Anybody who becomes Bar Mitzvah, we don't have a measurement of intellectual test. Our test is merely physiological.
As far as Mr. Sasi is concerned, we have a test. In other words, he'll be persuaded. And the Rambam equates the two ladies would be part of Mr. Sasi.
What would be the minimal, to be Mechuyev, or to be an aide, what is the minimum intellectual ability one has to have? And we, Chazal measures... But that's my point.
Yes.
When someone becomes a Gadol, 13... So that could mean like a 9-year-old. Sastas, it's between 13 and 9 is not
I
so bad.
I think so.
And then could be 8 years old.
Yeah, yeah. And as long as he has the mental age of Kibashit, Kibashit.
So that person then should be Mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Because that person is no longer a Pesi. It's a trouble with Sastas.
That's right. Yes.
To what extent must someone, a retarded child's parents impoverish themselves to teach a child Torah?
Who should impoverish himself?
The parents.
The parents. Tifiteichom, I don't know, I mean, they should be helped, naturally. They should be helped. I mean, the community should help them to engage, to put them in school for the culture.
So somebody is a parish, but he understands fully. Say he reads sign language, or he reads lips, or he's fully mentally alert, but he just can't hear. So he can't be counted from the youth.
Can he talk?
No, he can't. Don't say he can't speak, but he's fully mentally alert.
No. Only for his kind. Otherwise not.
He has a custom though at the test.
Yeah, all right. So he also has
Parish has a different concept. There's a mitzvah derabbanan, kedushin.
There's certain
mitzvah derabbanan that are parish.
That's right. I'll put the hand over there in the back.
What? They're not included in Purubu, but they're allowed to get married, I mean, the same way as a Harash can get married. Yes?
We're not talking about the Turah because of whatever reason. It got to be the different gradations of not being a mentally capable person. And Oinen is Mamela Pater from Mitzvahs. But what if somebody is so overwrought with grief during Avelus that Lagave, and then they become less aware of their surroundings simply by virtue of the grief that they are suffering? Does that make that person Pater from Mitzvahs, I say?
It depends upon the extent that he is aggrieved. If the extent is so great that he is detached from reality, so of course he is Pater. But if he's just depressed and not detached from reality, why should he be Potter? And then he's hired no mitzvahs. Even after Kvore, not before. Before Kvore, so he's Potter of all mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. But after Kvore, he's hired no mitzvahs. Like a regular order.
Yes.
What?
Okay. So that's the big thing by Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
What is the din? What's it in terms of his das, in terms of his mental state? At that time, let's say Al Seder's, Al Mitzvah's,
If he's able, usually if it's all the boomers, he's not in a position to understand the subject matter that he's testifying.
Of course,
he cannot be covered. But if he doesn't understand, but he's just in sakones, of course he's a yes, he's a culture, he's in his field.
I'm not talking about where he's clear, except he's very hungry, but he's so deviant.
So he cannot be testified. Of course he
can. Right. Now, there are certain children who are kept, let's say closet kids, they're kept separate for a long time. And as a result of the isolation, their mind changes. They're not all, and sometimes it's a temporary condition, and sometimes it's a very long time. Can you be mahalik in terms of soul for those people? In other words, if it's a
community, if they are, as a result of being abused and being kept in the closet, so they are completely confused. How can you bring a couple there?
No, but some are temporarily emotionally upset.
Yes.
So do those people get a psuk of gavra, or it's just a temporary
like shika.
Hand over here.
I mentioned before about someone who can't talk, but he's fully intelligent because of sign language or everything. What are the reasons that person would not be considered a mechuyav or able to participate in this?
Can he hear? Besides perceiving,
he can't speak.
He can't hear, so
but he's fully intelligent because of all these modern methodologies.
Okay, so he's like a Harish.
Is there a
cause for it?
If a retarded person is very thin, and therefore every meal has to have a certain weight change range that's noted, can the person have it?
Can, and every food has to be dairy, right?
No. He has to have one drink that's dairy.
Yes.
Can he have that after a fish meal?
Oh, sure. Without any doubt. Without any doubt. But he should, after the flesh meal, he should bench.
Yeah.
So then, according to the Psak of the Ramor, in the Ashkenazim, it's one of the things where the Ashkenazim are made like the Mahaba, not like the Ramor. But in regard to such a child, so even we have to deport ourselves like the Mahaba.
Question.
Should a husband and wife with children who clearly cannot take care of children, in fact, if you leave a baby in their care, the baby would probably die.
Biggest crime to leave them in the custody of such parents.
No,
but they should be adopted by adopting or foster parents.
Should they be discouraged from having children to start with?
Yeah, they definitely should be discouraged. Definitely. I don't think any of them would say the
contrary.
It's a constant portion. Sholish noshim shamshi b'veichal has come to come here. In the Chachomim, they say, she not so much, and so it's only when it's a shosher echei. But here it's not a shosher echei. Yes? Well, it cannot be Mikai Mitzvah, it cannot have him, and while he's not clean, but after he's clean, he certainly could be Mikai
Mitzvah. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I've
heard that a child who
is
still in diapers is not allowed to enter the prison or out of diapers. The person will be in diapers for the rest of their life, or does not have the capability to take care of themselves in that fashion. Are they still allowed to enter the prison? Yes, true not. Tzitzis has no dusha. It's tashmishi mitzvah. But film not, film is dusha.
Sorry.
Halachic difference between those who are born deaf and those who are not?
Halachic difference between one who is born deaf
and one deaf.
Deaf, yeah.
And one who comes deaf later on in life.
Well, does he know, the one who was not born deaf is probably able to speak, no?
You get that?
Maybe not. I don't think intelligently. Can't
but he's able to speak. He's able to speak, not intelligently. We won't be able to understand him, but he understands himself what he's saying. So he's keeping clear the whole time.
Medaber means that the person has no physical ability to open his lips and mouth, or it means that he don't understand it.
No, he has. He was born like a regular child.
Right.
So in Malay, he's considered as in, and he's still able to talk, except that he doesn't talk intelligently. So he has a dean of a I think.
But if a person suffered brain injury,
yeah,
part of the brain that deals with speech and hearing, and although he had these faculties prior, is there a difference? Now, well, if a person truly cannot speak and cannot hear,
well,
is he not the
same
person?
Who has Alzheimer's?
No, I mean, it's somebody who may be intelligent, but for whatever reason, maybe a traumatic incident, he cannot hear and he cannot speak.
So he's a father of mitzvahs, but I don't think he has a din of sheikhe.
No, the cheresh.
Cheresh, no, I don't think he has.
But a blind person does have enough to mean.
But blind is like any other Jew, I mean, blind.
There are certain symptoms that are called hysterical. Let's say, for a while, there was a period in history, especially in the days of Freud, people would become hysterical. In other words, they wouldn't hear. And for a long time, the doctor, the physiologist, would say there's nothing wrong with your hearing mechanism.
Yes.
But functionally, they didn't hear.
Yeah.
Because of conflict or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
A person like that, does he have the din of a cheresh?
I don't think so. He's like a shikar again.
Shikar again?
Yeah, yeah.
The temporary
status
is very important.
There are many people who are classified as learning disabled, but they can transact business better than, you know, as well as anybody. They understand what's going on, they'll listen to the radio, watch television, understand the impact of events on their lives. They can get from place to place by themselves and unaided. They just have difficulty acquiring information that's generally brought to them either orally, you know, through hearing, or visually through text.
So how do they perceive all these? If not even through television, how can they perceive all these?
Well, organized education is very different from other sorts of information. Because our idea of learning disabled means that
what kind of machinery can help them to acquire information? They can conduct business, so they must know a lot.
It may be that they are better taught kinesthetically by touch and sensation, or it could be that that is by doing rather than by reading about it.
So,
now is that...
They can do it they can be taught by doing certain things so much that they can even transact business. So it's certainly not the cheresh, not the
ishid. But not any of them.
But I hadn't heard of such people.
And not from Sain B.O., sir? Not a Pesi in any way? In the fact that, I mean, I think...
Sain B.O. are those that cannot understand. But if they can understand through one way or another, so I don't think that's true.
I think that there's an important point on this. Learning disabilities, by definition, must exclude other disabilities. So clearly, there's not an intellectual problem. The person is of normal intelligence.
Just an emotional problem.
No. He may have difficulty in certain areas of processing information.
Okay,
but the fact that he's a normal individual,
right,
and there should be no even a shy.
So he's not a cheresh and he's not a sheikh.
I'll take two more questions. Is there any more? Is it a retard?
Yes.
What if someone can perform activities of daily living? There are a lot of people who go around doing everything, but they can't do arithmetic operations. They'll talk, they'll work, but they have no understanding
of
what kind of things do they have.
They are betrayed. Hold on. I would say, I mean, just because he's not good in mathematics, so
he can't. No, I mean, he can't add, he can't subtract, he can work, he'll dress himself, but, he'll feed himself.
But I suppose he cannot subtract, you know, on paper, but if you give him balls, he'll be able to subtract and drag. And
there are some people who learn by rote. You can train them by rote memory.
Yes, yes.
So they'll imitate. But they have no havana of what they're doing. They just do what they're trained to do. They're not educated, they're trained.
That, I think, would be included in showing these. Yes,
thank you very much.
Okay, fine. No, see you tomorrow.
What big hatzolos and fashas is there in education?
Well, so to educate a retarded child is a bigger mitzvah than educating an Nimuah genius.
Doesn't the one Nimuah have a thief of Talmud Torah? Where the,
so what?
So it doesn't.
But this is when you educate a retarded child, you are masking a fashas. When you educate a Nimuah, you are masking a fashas. It's a mix of Talmud Torah, not the source.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Rav Freda.
Yeah.
In teaching his Talmud 400 times.
Yeah.
During the first 399 times that he tried to explain to his Talmud, and his Talmud didn't understand.
It's not even understand. It's a gradual process. He didn't
understand it fully. Until he explained them.
Yeah, that's right.
So, firstly.
Yeah.
Obviously, if that system were to continue for everything that he had to teach him, for every shiur, then obviously that Talmud wouldn't have been able to learn too much.
Yeah, but so in every lesson,
he would
learn 1/400 of what he learned in 400 times.
So might it not have been better for Rav Freda, instead of trying to teach him in 400 times what he taught another Talmud in one time, to teach that Talmud something else that Talmud might have understood with less time being taken, and therefore to be able to learn more.
I mean, the Gemara mentions that it took him 400 times to teach what could take him to teach an every child one time in one lesson.
So is it necessary for this Talmud then, who would be learning it through so much difficulty, to learn what the other Talmud learned? Or should he have had, perhaps, a different course of study, and not necessarily study the shir?
If he could learn one lesson, a different course of study, I pray they would have chosen that Talmud. But I pray they knew that there is no way of teaching him any course of study in one time, only in 400 times.
Now, in one other thing to follow up on that same question, is it a given that once he reached that 400th time, and he now learned the lesson, that the next day he still remembered what he learned the previous day?
Of course he remembers.
Right. Now, if you work, and there are many children that I've come across, that you work with very hard, and at the moment their short-term memory is good, and after explaining it over and over again, and they see things, they can understand it.
Yeah.
But comes the next day or the next week, and it's as though everything was erased.
It's a different kind of a problem. The Gemara in Eretz doesn't discuss that problem. It's a different kind of a problem.
But so then,
I don't think they choose a Rashbam that apply to this kind of a problem that you are mentioning. Because then, so what effect will it be that he teaches in 400 times. The next day, forget it.
All right, so then the question, the Gemara dealing with...
No, the Gemara dealing says...
One second.
He forgot, Taka. He had to teach him again.
No, the Gemara doesn't say he forgot. The Gemara says that he had to give him 400 times. But once he got him to see 400 times,
then remember that... Then isn't the Gemara really talking about someone who would be classified as someone who is learning disabled? And therefore, who had to be taught it in a different style, in a different way, and not speaking about someone who is retarded in the way we define a learning disabled is a person of good intelligence
who requires 400 lessons to learn what an average student would learn in one lesson. He's very retarded. Very retarded. I don't think in a
medical definition. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
I don't think in a Chazal, medical.
Are you talking Chazal or are you talking?
No. I'm speaking now. Would that child that Rav Freda taught be considered in today's technical language to be a retarded child?
Could be retarded.
Or to be a learning disabled child?
I think
child.
Fully retarded.
Isn't that right? According to, let's say, federal definition,
yes,
there are 11 categories of handicap.
Yeah.
One of the categories of handicap is mental retardation.
Yes.
There's another category of handicap that's called mental
learning disabled.
And that, in the federal definition, and also very implied in the commissioner, New York State commissioner's definition of learning disability, there has to be a neurological basis. In other words, things like poor perception due to bad wiring of the brain, so to speak. So that has a din of a neurological a structural problem.
Yes.
Okay. So that's called learning disability. But there's another thing of people who have learning difficulties.
Yeah.
Learning difficulties for various reasons. Could be environmental reasons, emotional reasons, social, cultural.
Yeah.
So that's not the same thing as someone who hasn't.
Yeah.
So one has to be machalic.
That's right, of course.
See, but we live in a situation, in an economic situation, a social situation, where parents are very willing to blame the child and say that they've got a learning disability rather than take responsibility.
That's right.
And I feel that we have no right to blame the child when the responsibility is the parent or the societies.
So the responsibility is the parent. So what does the parent do?
We have halachas that you can't say that the kol apostle, you know, you're not allowed to apostle somebody.
That's right.
But meanwhile, the child is flunking.
That's another thing.
So what do you do?
Don't steal. You have to be honest.
No, but
you have to. When you're diagnosed, you have to diagnose correctly.
That's the job. The professional makes the diagnosis.
Do you work in the school system? Okay.
I don't work in the public school system.
There's still mitzvah in
Kitchen.
Every day, there's mitzvah every day.
Every day. Whatever he learns, he learns it for a short time.
If it's not a sakana, but just they can't even raise the child,
they should not have children.
The system of
for a child to hear him learn Gemara and doesn't see Hatzlacha for himself.
Okay, thank you.
And we have such a Talmidim. Should we say no? You have to and keep at it even though the child seems to feel failure over and over and over again? Or should he learn a trade? But you want to teach him Torah? Should he spend more time learning Chumash and learning Mishnayos?
He's supposed to learn how to support himself.
Of course. No, little teaching Mishnah doesn't understand. From teaching Mishnayos, easy Mishnayos to understand. So naturally, you teach Mishnayos.
Today they want to send everyone to a kollel. They send to Lakewood. It's stuff, you know. Everyone goes to kollel today. You know, stipend, Frankel, Shimon Zera kollel.
Yeah.
But when is it possible to decide exactly that this child can no longer learn Gemara and we should put him on a Mishnayos and Chumash program instead? How much time do we have to spend in trying to get this child to learn Gemara?
We just hear him out. I mean, mechanchim.
Good mechanchim.
That's right.
Rabbi Asher Ber used to say, Nikim Patach.